Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be righteous around here. It's a new true world order. Yeah, stretch out the commandments over there, so the world can see. Shout you about to rule for 1,000 years here on earth, and the Hebrew Israelites like about to rule with it.
It's about to be a new government.
It's about to be a new government.
The Hebrew Israelites about to be in charge.
We don't need captains and lieutenants. We need some captains and lieutenants
to maintain this order in this new structure.
Yeah.
A new structure.
Grab the mother nations over there.
And line them up.
Line them up.
Cause they are about to be our amazing servants. It's about to be a change round here.
Yeah.
Hebrew royalty everywhere. They bringing all our riches.
Bring it on back.
Back to us.
About to be a new
government. Yeah.
It's
about to be a new government. Hebrew Israelites about to be in charge again.
Wickedness in this
kingdom,
no evilness. This is what we do for sure. See, when King David used to rule, it was cool. But when Yeshua come back, it's gonna be something new.
It's gonna be something new. A new government.
Y'all get ready.
We're
gonna be kings and queens.
King and queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be nothing like it.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Like it.
You know, we're gonna have love everywhere.
Yeah.
And only the righteous gonna be in this place. Yeah.
Ooh.
We'll have a new government.
About to be a new government. Be a new government.
Yeah. I'm gonna have you about 1,000
servants.
Yeah. They're gonna be serving us, man.
Yeah.
So don't get mad while they, you know, tripping on you right now. They're gonna be bowing down in a minute.
Hey.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Welcome again to another Elders program. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite Nation. I'm Elder Yaliah, and we have our brother, Elder Yael, tonight. Hallelujah. We're blessed and highly honored to come before you again this evening. Hallelujah. There's a lot happening in the world today. Hallelujah. That song said, a new government is about to come into being. And that is so true. That is so true. A new government. But I just want to make one thing plain, and I know this is nothing new to Israel. Do not be deceived. This new government and it will come in. We will have our king, Yahushua, with us. But this new government is not going to be based on flesh and blood. It's not just going to be based from DNA. Hallelujah. This is going to be, I think he said in the lyrics, I heard a little piece of that lyric. He said, it's going to be for the righteous. I'm glad he put that in there. It's going to be for the righteous. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Do not think that your bloodline is going to get you into the kingdom. Do not think that your DNA is going to get you into the kingdom. No, it's the blood of Yahushua. Now, don't get that twisted either. The blood of Yahushua, yes, the blood of Yahushua. But it's going to take, not in a Christian way, not in a Christian way at all. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And matter of fact, you know, he made it pretty simple for us, Elder, because he simplified it, I'll say. He simplified it for us because he took them off the tablets of stone and he placed them in our heart. See, he brought them closer. Mm-hmm. They're more intimate with us now than they were with our foreparents. You know, he took them off the stones and he put them in our heart. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So they're closer now. We have even less excuse than our foreparents. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
That's
so
right.
And he let us know that he simplified it. He says, this is the love of Yahuwah, that you keep my commandments. What is the love of Yahuwah? This is the litmus test, that you keep my commandments, that you trust and obey his commandments, that we walk in them, that they become a part of our life. It's just not a set of rules. If you're looking at that, that means you must don't have a spirit. Because this is a lifestyle. You know, when you go to the doctor and you might come in with all kinds of physical ailments. You know, you might have high blood pressure, diabetes, you're obese, 150 pounds overweight, and you know, you're having some heart problems. Your sugar is up, and you know, instead of giving you know, if you had a real doctor who really cares for you. And he really knew his stuff. He wouldn't just throw a bunch of pills at you. He would tell you the truth. Yes. He would say, you know, you need something more than just the pills. Maybe the pills would be an intermediary thing, you know, to get you out of an acute situation, you know, a situation that could kill you any day. But that shouldn't be the long-term plan. You know, that's not going to be your healing. He should tell you, you know, you need a lifestyle change. And, you know, you need to stop eating the fried food. Stop consuming so much sugar. You need to exercise more. Have some more discipline in your life. Go to bed earlier. Wake up early. Get a good amount of sleep. You know, those are things. You need a lifestyle change. That's the only way you can really reverse those chronic situations, those chronic diseases. And if you do that, not only will you get better, but you could get off of that medication that he might have to put you on temporarily. So
that's right.
If you really love Yahuwah, it's a lifestyle change. Because you know what he said? He says it's not hard to keep his commandments. He says, after he said, this is the litmus test, in 1 John 5:3, he says, this is the love of Yahuwah, that we keep his commandments. And then he went on to say, and those commandments are not hard. They're not grievous. He put that in there because it's the truth. Now, how are they not grievous? You know, you've got to set a rule. If you love him, if you love him, they're not grievous. If you love your wife, if you love your woman, it's not grievous to go around the other side of the door and open the car door for her. If you love her, you know, it's not hard to make her breakfast sometimes, to make her dinner sometimes, to surprise her, you know. It's not hard if you love her. Now, if you don't love her, you don't even feel like doing nothing for her, you know. You probably don't want to see her, you know. So hopefully, I'm not talking to too many married people out there. I hope I'm not talking. But the same way for Yahuwah. If you love him, the commandments are not a set of rules. It's just a love language. This is the way we can. Mm. It's in our heart. It's part of us. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a set of rules. It's a love affair. And so that keeps us on track. You know, how do we stay on track? How do we stay on track to the kingdom? You know, we follow his path. So those you look at his instructions, commandments, whatever you want to call them. There, it's like when you're on the freeway. Why do you think they have guardrails? They have guardrails first of all to keep you on the road. You know, because sometimes you go for overpass, and you could go. Let's just say you fall asleep and you veer off. You go up one of them overpass. It might be 30, 40 feet, and you're not going to come out of that situation too good. So those commandments are like a guard path, you know, to keep you safe, you know, to keep you alive until you make it in. So his commandments are not grievous. And then when we love him, it says, what's that scripture in Psalm 23, he said he leads us in his path of righteousness. He's going to order and direct your steps. How much? All the way to the kingdom. So don't look at the commandment as something drudgery and everything. He said it's not. He said it's not, and it's not. If they are, you better recheck your relationship with Yahuwah. You better get on your knees and say, like Shaul says, let a man or woman examine himself to see whether you are really in this thing, to see whether you are really in the faith. Because if it's hard, if it's drudgery, something is wrong. You got a heart problem. Something is wrong. So let a man or woman examine himself. Is that what we're talking about tonight? Well, that's not our title tonight. Hallelujah. Our title is, Except Those Days Should Be Shortened, No flesh shall make it into the kingdom. Except those days shall be shortened, no flesh shall make it in. Hallelujah. And he's certainly shortened the days. Yet I was telling you, I was out in the garden. We was planting, and I thought we had plenty of time. And I turned around, and you know, we're raking, we're getting everything, we're putting the fertilizer and everything, and then we know we're going to start planting. And marking, got all the sticks to mark, make sure we could tell the kale from the collard greens and everything. Next thing you know, man, it's almost up against the program. I tell you, John is flying. It's flying. I couldn't get mad at Yahuwah. He already told us he's going to shorten the day. He already shows he's going to shorten the time. You know, he has literally shortened time. So some people don't know what that scripture means, except those days be shortened. They just think it means, well, he's going to, you know, he's not going to tarry. He's not going to take another 1,000 years. He's going to, you know, he could come within the next 20 years. Yes, that's part of it, but that's not the totality. He's actually shortened the day. Take him at his word. Sometimes, you know, don't. Just look at where like a day. What is a day? You know, in this society we live in, we are the Gregorian calendar. A day is 24 hours. Okay, so if a day, as we know, it is 24 hours, he's shortened that. I don't know. Maybe an hour is not 60 minutes anymore. You know, a full day. Maybe an hour is 50 minutes now. So you add all that up over 24. So you got to go 10 times 24. Look how many minutes that has taken away. So, you know, so that's why a 24-hour day does not feel like 24 hours like it did 10, 15 years ago. A 24-hour day seems almost like 12 hours. It almost seems like maybe 14 at the most. He has literally shortened the time. And you better you better learn how to start getting up early, because if you don't get up early and be about your business, be about your father's business, the day is going to pass you by. Next thing you know, weeks and months and years going to pass you by. You don't want to do that. You want to be about his business. So let's read the scripture. We have a scripture for tonight. It's in Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 and 22. That's Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. I'm reading out of King James. It reads as follows. For then shall be great tribulation. And this is Yahushua talking. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. Okay, so it's not going to be a time like it ever in the past, and it'll never be a time like it in the future. This is going to be a unique time. Not for the good for most of the people. Verse 22, it says, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. See? But for the elect's sake, look, he's doing it. He's showing his love towards us. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Hallelujah. That's where we are. We're in the midst of the quickening. That was the quickening. That means the shortening of time, the speeding up of time itself. You know, if that's you're 50, you're going to be 51 in no time. I'm just keeping it real. If you're 40, you're going to be 41. The time has sped up. So you better do all you can do. That's why the scripture says you better work while it is day, it says. You know, work while you're strong and you still have some youth and vitality. It says because the night cometh, it's going to be a time. It says, for the night cometh when no man can work. So work while it is the day. Hallelujah, Elder. I want to bring you up. I just want to say some things that we're going to be talking about. The things we're going to be getting into is this vaccine passport. Yes, we're going to get into it because we know the witchcraft. It's just plain. A lot of people, you know, you might turn off when you hear that. No, this is no hocus pocus. You know, if we was living 120 years ago, this would not be nothing strange. That phrase, that word, you know, but they've tried to make it, take it and make something either spooky or something comical out of it. Man, there's people practicing witchcraft all the time, you know, and I'm not just talking about, you know, people, you know about countries like Haiti and everything. No, not just Haiti, not just Jamaica and everything. I'm talking about spiritual weakness in high places. I'm talking about right here in the U.S. government. You know, in the UK, the so-called superpowers of the world, you know, the first world countries, you know, they're supposed to have third world countries, second world, first world, the EU nation, the United States, Canada, you know, there's, how you think these countries come about their riches? Well, the scripture tells us. They say by their sorcery in Revelation 18, by their sorcery, they wax rich. See, all this commercial, when you watch a commercial, what do you think? That's spellbinding. That's witchcraft. They call it, marketing and all that stuff, but a lot of that is witchcraft. And what's going on now to get people softened up, you know, they already softened them up for this vaccine that, you know, if you follow their numbers, if they're accurate, it's almost 200 million people have at least taken the first vaccine in this country. And now, what's the little buzz you hear now, the little whisper in the ear? What is it, Elder? It's the vaccine passport. And we're going to get into that a little more. And you want to stay tuned for that. It's more to that than meets the eye. Is that vaccine passport? No, this is something that's going to affect everybody's life, whether you took the vax or you didn't take the vax, whether you're planning to take it or whether you're never planning to take it. This is something that's going to affect your lives. This is something that's going to be a split between the two groups. And, that divide and conquer thing, it's going to be well at play here. A lot of witchcraft is going on, and it's starting now. It's subtle. That's what they're whispering now, the vaccine passports. Now, some countries, like, you know, that fake Israel country, you know, they've made it more open. And, you know, you've heard some screams and cries over there of the people who didn't take it, and they say they're getting treated like second-class citizens. Well, that wave is, you know, coming to a neighborhood near you. That'll be just know that this is a small world. There's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think just because it's not here yet in full, don't think it's not coming this way. Oh, it's coming this way. It's coming quick.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we're in the quick. So whatever's going to come, it's going to come quick. Before we get into that, I'm going to bring Elder up. Elder, I know you got a very interesting things to share with us, and come on up. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. You're talking about this vaccine thing. See, the thing is, we got people that are up there like Biden, you know, and people like that. They got a problem, a serious problem, too. That's why we have got to pray now. We got to pray like never before. We got to cry to Yahuwah, because the devil is trying to, he thinks he can sneak things over on you, you see. But, you
That's
know,
right.
We see him just by him opening that trap-faced mouth of his, we can see things. Yeah, shows us what we're looking at, you see. But the problem is when you got Satan right there in your face, thinking, well, he's going to think he can deceive you, think you can make a fool out of you. That's what he's trying to do, you see? That's why it's so important that we pray for what's about to take place here, because I don't like the fact that he's ready to now. He's bringing his war to the children of Israel, the young people, the warriors, you know, our military, so to speak, as a nation. He's bringing his war against them, and he's setting it up for this week to start right now. You see, I heard him talking today, and I had to almost throw the TV at the house just to listen to the garbage coming out of this demon, you see, because when I hear them speaking, they speak. I tell you what they do, you see. They speak as though they automatically got it off again. You know, the scripture tells us also, let's see, Psalms chapter 19, verse 13. What does it say? Also, keep your servant back from presumptuous ones, okay? Now, I heard a demon standing up there that made his whole speech based on presumption, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna take all of these. We're going to vaccine them. Oh, we got so many from 15 or 14, 14 or 15 on up. We're going to be vaccinating them. In other words, and in fact, they show pictures of what they're doing on TV. They even showed that, too.
Oh, yeah.
These clowns, we're sticking them. We're starting to put the poison, and they show us our own people, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's sickening, you know, to see this garbage up there doing this to our people. How long they think?
Yeah.
How long? That's why we have to pray to Yahuwah. You know, how long, Yahuwah? These people are they are going too far. It's time. As far as I'm concerned now, I'm not Yahuwah. I can't decide, you know, what's what and so forth. But just based on my analysis out of my head, I'm feeling that I need to do something myself, if I could, to stop this garbage, stop this junk, you know. Them jumping out, coming in with all of this vaccine, all this poison, you see, and they get ready to give it to our children so that they can mess them up. They want to check our children, and they want to set up, because they know this is their mark, the mark of this beast that the scripture has been warning us against. Do not allow yourself to take, you see. And so they want to now think they could just presumptuously come before our faith and bring it into our neighborhood, to our children, and poison them, mess them all up.
Yes.
That's what that's what they have planned. That's what they're planning. That's what they're trying to start doing now, right now. They want to start doing. And I pray that Yah will intervene, because these young people does not know what they just they're not ready for this kind of stuff to come up on them. This poison to be put in their system, you see, and they not know what the purpose of this demon is. You see. See, that's the purpose right there. That's the deal right there. This demon got a motive in his head, and he goes stand there right before the world in this country here, and see, because he ignore the fact that, you know, his judgment is upon them. He wants to ignore that, you see, because Yahuwah told us, he told our father Abraham after this 400 years, the judgment will set, you see, on that nation. That nation is no other than this Babylon system that we are in over here now, you see. And so we must pray for our children, pray that Yahuwah will stand up and put an end to this garbage that they're trying to do, you see. And that's what I want to do. I wish enough of our people would come out crying to Yahuwah. You know, pleading to Yahuwah, stop these devils, you know, stop them, because they have decided that they're going to now put their poison in all of our children as much as they possibly can, you see.
That's
and
right.
And you're going to sit there and talk about bring the children on down, it's a free vaccine, come on down and take the vaccine, take the jab, you know, just come on down. Like, it's just the world that he's talking to is just stupid as he is. You know?
He thinks that's the way these people are thinking.
We're just crazy as they are. Or they think they're smarter than us here on earth. But they don't own us. These dogs does not own us. I don't care how white
they
are, how whatever color they are, they don't own us. I don't care what they think they own in this country. They do not own us as a people anymore. It's time for us now to take a stand and stand up to this demon. Let them know, no, you're not going to kick us. You're not going to jab us with your garbage, with your poison, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they're doing, bringing that poison, you see? And just like the first batch that they brought out, I'm praying that they have even a worse experience this time coming out trying to do this to young people that's not even 15 years old, 14 and under. That's what they're trying to do. Won't do that, see? And we got to be aware of these things, you know? This is why I know we can trust Yahuwah. And that's why I'm saying I know we can trust him. We just call on him because see, our people have called on him before, okay? And he delivered them, okay? It tells us in Psalm 22, he said, you are set apart. Just says Psalm 22, verse 3. Yet you are set apart, Yahuwah, enthroned on the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. You see? Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. You see? They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. Okay? So that's what I'm talking about. We can trust Yah. We got to get that through our brains now, right now. And well, number one, we got to walk around these deceived preachers out there that's teaching this garbage that's and stuff ain't don't have sense enough to not even follow this garbage. You see, they think their hope is to go in along with them. That's what they're thinking. They putting their trust all in these demons here, you know, that are actually the enemies, the peer natural enemies of the children of Israel. You see? And if we would make that distinction to the world, if we make that distinction to the world, you know, maybe we can get somebody else screaming, but we do have, we can just see, as we look out, we can see a lot of people are starting to wake up to the fact, you know.
Yes, they are.
They're starting to wake up, you see. And that, but that it's just upsetting to see it, to see these cronies coming out thinking they can just assume, yeah, I ain't worried about it. It's, you know, I'm just going to assume. I know they're going to, I'm the president. Well, how the heck you become the president? Fraudulent. That's how you get. You ain't the president. You're just something up there, you know, trying to pretend, you know. And we know it. The world knows. The world won't have to be led by this crap, this garbage that is up there calling itself leading the people. I'm the president. You know, I don't care what the doggone media speak, teach, and follow all day, every day, trying to program your mind into being loyal to this garbage. This is garbage.
That's
pure
right.
Demonic, you see? And we got to understand that. I don't care what it brings. What they won't think they can do. You know, they can't do no more than Yah allows them anyway. That's why Yahushua tells us, don't be afraid of a man. What is man? You know, nothing but a piece of dust out there. You know, nothing.
Yeah.
We don't have to be afraid of these demons out there trying to pretend like they got it all. They're all powerful, and they're going to do just whatever they want to do to you and your children and so forth. You know, we got to be strong now. Okay, what nobody say, we got to be strong to
recognize what
is taking place. I'm telling you now, if I read a little bit in the scripture here, let's think. Of course, we need to keep the scripture in our forefront, because it tells us here in Psalms 19, verse 7, the Torah of Yahuwah is perfect, okay? The law of Yahuwah is perfect, bringing back the being, you see? Bringing us back. The witness of Yahuwah is trustworthy, making wise the simple, okay? The orders of Yahuwah are straight, rejoicing the heart, okay? The command of Yahuwah is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahuwah is clean, standing forever. All right? That's what I'm talking about. These things, can't no man change this. I don't care what he looks like. You see, he can't change the truth. I don't care.
That's right.
The right rulings of Yahuwah are true. Okay? They are righteous altogether, more desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. All right? So hallelujah. You see?
Hallelujah.
Also, your servant, and that's why it tells us, your servant is warned by them, okay? In guarding them, there is great reward to discern mistakes, okay? Great reward declare me innocent from those that are secret, okay? Also, here's the word, I'm going to read this scripture again because this is important. Keep your servant back from presumptuous one, okay? Like I said, from what I see coming from these demons up there, They're just presumptuous. We can say what we want to do. We're going to do it. Don't care what. We ain't worried about it. They're going to do it. What we say, do, you know. And they put that crap out there as though it's the thing we better do. Yeah, they, you know, it's like you better do this. Yeah, you're right. You think.
That's right.
You keep thinking. Okay. Remember, they forgot about Pharaoh. They have forgot about Pharaoh. You see? We have seen a proud, boisterous type entity out here in this world, a regular old person, proud, boasting, oh, he could do anything because he had this leadership. He had this army behind him, most powerful army out there, and couldn't tell him nothing. But when Yahuwah interacted and did what he needed to do, that thing, all of his army was left drowned in the Red Sea, okay? So that's what I'm talking about. They were brought down to nothing, okay?
Yeah.
Do not let them rule over me. Then shall I be perfect and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing before you, O Yahuwah, my rock and my redeemer. You see? So that's what I'm saying. We have a rock. We have a redeemer that we can trust in Yahuwah, and that's what we better do. We better start calling on his name for the salvation
of
our children, our people, because they don't think they just going to ignore the fact that they are under judgment now. They want to ignore the fact that, you know, the 400 years is all over with. Don't think you're going to walk up in here and start treating us like a piece of, like we're nothing, like you own us. You know, they're acting as though they did when we were first brought here on slave ships. Oh, yeah,
that's
you
right.
Better do what I said. We got it all planned out for you. You better even bow down and worship our God, that white-faced God they put, you know, before call himself Jesus. They put all that garbage before us, you see, during 400 years. We were those curses were upon us because we were disobedient to our Father, Yahuwah, you see. But now we have been given an opportunity to turn back to him, Yahuwah, okay? We have been given that opportunity. And so that's what our people must do right now,
yeah.
See? Because if you don't, you know, it's not going to be good for us, you see? See what they're doing to our children right now. Putting their poison, dumping that poison all in us. In fact, I got something that was going on even in Africa. And it says African nations they've been urged to keep expired COVID jabs. Now, this is expired garbage. You see what I mean? But yet they've been urged to keep it. Countries have been told to keep hold of them and wait for further guidance. You see that? Can you imagine that? A country gotta wait till now. Who is gonna be doing the guiding? Huh? It's not gonna be Yahuwah. Who's gonna be doing the guidance? Okay, these same old rascals that full of hell. They got the demon all over their back, and they gonna think they're gonna guide somebody else. And you know, okay, let me read a little bit more. The appeal comes after Malawi and South Sudan said they would destroy more than 70,000 doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca jab because they expired in mid-April, okay? But the African Centers for Disease Control, okay, said it had been assured the doses were safe to use. Now, you hear that? Now, they're going to say that lie. They just spit that's or some kind of that's presumptuous lying in your face.
Yes, it is.
It's okay. You all right. Don't worry. And the stuff is good because the doctor says you, you know? Yeah, right. You know, this is how they introducing their lying message out to the people, okay? Many vaccines can be used up to 36 months after manufacture. But because COVID-19 jabs are so new, there is not enough data to prove their effectiveness, okay, over a longer period. Yeah, they want to kill people. That's what they want to do. That's really, they want you to use this garbage since we made it. I mean, we don't want to just throw it away. We got to use it. So y'all use it. So it's okay. We're the doctor. The doctor says it's okay. Okay? The final decision on whether to use expired jabs rests with national drug regulators. National drug regulators. The BBC's health reporter in Nairobi, Rhonda Orhembo, notes. That name, I may have butchered it, but that's okay. The rollout of coronavirus vaccines across Africa has been slow, partly because of supply issues and wider skepticism about the jab. See, people are waking up to this drug sorcery crap. They are waking up to it. And so they resort to flat out lying. Yeah, flat out. They don't care nothing about you. They ain't thinking about your health. They don't want you to have good health. Anyway, that's why they put this mess out there. They want you destroyed, you know?
Yeah.
And it says, my appeal to member states is, if we are doing our part to mobilize these vaccines, you do your part and use the vaccine. You hear that? That arrogant garbage coming out of their mouth. You see? You just do your part. In other words, don't even think about your own health, your own self. Just listen to what we tell you to do, and you do that. You know, that's a bunch of BS, you see? And these cronies go there to a place like Africa and so forth, and they act like they're the only grown-up in the world. None of those people ever tend to grow up and be grown, fully grown enough to make a decision for themselves. No, they want to presume that since you got black skin, you can't grow up anyway. You can't never figure things out for yourself. You know, that's
right.
Kind of BS going through their heads, okay? John Nkengasong, director of the Africa CDC, told a news conference on Thursday, Malawi said it planned to destroy more than 16,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which were manufactured by the Serum Institute of India. Because their expired data was April 13. South Sudan, meanwhile, planned to discard some 59,000 doses for the same reason. The vaccine doses were donated to 13 African countries through a partnership between the African Union and the telecommunication company, Intermount Group or something like that. The BBC's Peter Maui or something from Realty Check reports, okay, that the African Union bought 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from South Africa, which can stop using the jab amid doubts over its effectiveness against a new variant that had become dominant in the country. You see these low down people. They come up with any kind of new variant is popping. They're just lying. Anything that come out of their dumb head to try to force you, make it seem like you should take their vaccine. Any kind of garbage will come out of their head. They don't care.
That's right.
So we see that. We see this is happening to the world, and yet a lot of people in the world are still deceived by these demons, okay? So you say the African CDC sent the doses to countries in late March, a few weeks before they expire, okay? And Mr. Nakagangsong, who called the vaccine landscape extremely challenging, said the SIIDSA had advised Africa CDC that the vaccines can still be used even after 9 months. I wouldn't use your garbage even before 10 months, before you make it. You know, I wouldn't use your garbage because it ain't safe, it ain't good, it's poison. That's what it is.
That's right.
And you and these demons, they might as well admit the truth, but they can't because they're afraid somebody's going to lose money. Oh, we got to get this out to those African people. We got to kill as many as we need, you know, so that we can get this population, world population down. I guess that's what they're trying to do. The WHO, mm-hmm. the World Health Organization,
that's right.
African Regional Director Matt Shadoksaw Marty urged countries to store the vaccine. You know, why should I try to store some garbage that ain't no good anyway? It ain't gonna be no good. Safely
right.
as we continue to study and try to get that definitive advice on whether the vaccines can be used for longer. No, you ain't gonna learn nothing that's gonna help me with that crap. Other than Malawi and South Sudan, the World Health Organization said Ghana and Sierra Leone had also not used all of their vaccines due to their expiry dates. Also, Sierra Leone's health minister said the country had been left with about a third of the doses they received. We had to scramble to make sure that we prioritize the use of these vaccines, Austin Denby told the BBC. You see? So,
that's
and
right.
It goes on, out of 55 African countries, 41 have benefited from the delivery of vaccines. That's a flat out, that's a lie that you know you're telling. I don't know, but you know, tell that to me whether you think it's foolish enough to believe you. But our people over there in Africa are starting to show you that you're just
a
garbage coming over there with this crap. Okay?
That's
CIA,
right.
The global sharing scheme, Convex, 7 are yet to receive their first batch. Okay? The COVAX scheme aims to ensure vaccines are shared fairly among all nations, rich and poor. So far, more than 38 million doses of vaccines have been delivered to 98 countries. I did have delivered that crap out of third way. Health experts say equitable global access to vaccines is crucial to ending the pandemic. Now, you know good and well, this is another lie they're telling, because this pandemic BS that they're trying to BS over people now with, this is nothing but some poison that they have made, and they continually making it to the point where they can destroy as many black people as they possibly can. You see?
That's right.
They're hoping that they can do it. That's what they're trying to do. All of this garbage about this vaccine stuff is just a bunch of garbage. All it is, don't be deceived, okay? That's why Yahushua said to here in Matthew 24, he says, and Yahushua answering said to them, take heed that no one leads you astray, okay? Because that's what they're doing, okay? For many shall come in my name, saying I am the Messiah, and they shall lead many astray, okay? Many of them. And you shall begin to hear of fightings and reports of fightings. See that you are not troubled, for these have to take place, but the end is not yet. You see? So that's what I'm talking about. The scripture warns us, okay, about what these people, what to expect in these last days here, okay? For nation shall rise against nation and reign against reign, and there shall be scarcities of food and deadly diseases and earthquakes in places, okay? So let's keep your eyes on what Yahushua had told us, okay? Don't be looking at this vaccine crap like it's got some kind of salvation in it. None of it. All of it is poison.
That's right.
It's poison. Okay? And all these are the beginning of birth pains. Okay? That's why he tells us, then they shall deliver you up to affliction and kill you, and you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. They think since they done gave us this old white garbage to worship, bow down to, oh, yeah, they now that those of us who are waking up, you know, scripture's warning us, they shall, you shall be hated. And it didn't say some nation. It said all by all nations, okay?
Yes.
For my name's sake. All these people, all these nations hate you, hate the people of Israel, okay? And that's why they're coming up with all this poison, you know, so that they can try to kill the people of Yahuwah. But they can't destroy the people of Yahuwah. They can't, they won't be successful. That's why Yahushua tells us, don't be afraid of these crappy people, this crap out here. Don't be afraid. And then
that's
many
right.
shall stumble, and they shall deliver up one another and shall hate one another. Okay? And many false prophets shall rise up and lead many astray.
Right.
See? And that's the sad thing about it. These false prophets, these things that try to look like a Hebrew Israelite, you know,
mm-hmm.
yet they look actually pointing, doing things completely against what the Hebrew Israelites stand for. And because
That's
of
right.
the increase in lawlessness, the love of many shall become cold. See, this is what we got to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
But he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved. All right.
Yeah.
There's salvation there. We just got to go through this. Trust Yah. He said, I will be with you through the waters. I will be with you through the fire. You know, I will be with you. Okay? So trust him.
Yeah.
Okay? So all this garbage that they're trying to come up with, you know, to try to hurt you, to poison you, and destroy you, if you stay with Yahuwah and listen to him and be obedient to him, let him lead you, they will be ashamed in the end. These things would be so ashamed, they, you know, because you will see. He done already warned us. He done already told us. Psalms 91, you will see the reward of the wicked. Okay?
Hallelujah.
You're going to see their reward that they're going to get. Okay?
Yeah.
For trying this crap off they're trying to do to you. And this good news of the ring shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. Okay? So hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to allow this good news that he's given us now, you know, to be proclaimed in all of the world, all of the nations, everybody, okay, so that they can have an opportunity to decide to be obedient to Yahuwah, to get on that straight and narrow path, okay, that path that Satan himself cannot destroy, okay, that
that's
path
right.
that you will be safe if you stay on it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he said, so when you see the abomination that lays waste, spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, set up in the set apart place, be he who reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Yehuda flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not come down to take whatever out of his house. And let him who is in the field not turn back to get his garments. Okay? He warns us to put on, but I'm gonna stop here, Elders, so that you can come on up, because you know, we can see just by listening and looking at what Yahuwah has warned us through His Word that we don't have to be afraid of these demons. Okay, they're gonna try to come at us. Let them try, but I believe in Yahuwah, and I know ain't nobody. He lifts up a standard. Okay. And they ain't nothing the devil can't do. He has to back down. I'll tell you that. I don't care who he is, how he got to be a president or whatever, you will have to back down when Yahuwah lift up his standard. That's as far as you can go. That's your limit, demon. Okay?
That's right.
So look out. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got Yahuwah. Okay? So let me go ahead and let you come on up, Elder, so that you can continue.
Hallelujah.
This
beautiful word.
All right, go ahead.
Hallelujah, Elder.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start off by the scripture you read earlier, Matthew 24 and 4. It's a perfect header for what we're going to talk about. It says, take heed that no man deceive you. You hear that? Take heed that no man deceive you. Why am I saying that? Because what they're doing right now, and this is not something that's in the future. This is going on right now. I don't see nothing going on. Yes, it is. They're softening you up. See, they're softening us up right now. Right now, as we talk, they're softening us up. See, they're testing the waters. And that's what they do. They put out feelers. You know, to see the reaction of people right now, to see how the public will respond to this push for this vaccine passport. They're not going to say, "Oh, everybody's going to get it." You know, they're just nibbling at you. You know, throw it out there, take a little back, throw it out there. But that's what's going on. Why is this important? It's very important. This is going to be the great separator, Israel. This is going to be the separator right here. See, we thought it was, okay, well, some people got COVID, some people don't. This right here, and even the vaccine, that was part of the separation, but this coming right here, this vaccine passport, and it's coming. This is going to be the separator. You heard the old phrase, divide and conquer. Well, that's just what they're going to do. They're going to turn people against each other. There's going to be family members shunning each other over this. Some is taking the vaccine, and some is not. They say, well, that's not happening too much right now. Well, it's happening now. But when this passport, it's going to ramp it up. See, it's going to really ramp it up. Okay. Here's Israel. We're going to give you some wisdom here. So when this thing happened, you know, Yeshua, I like when he would tell his disciples, I'm telling you this now, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, I'm telling you this now, so when it comes to pass, you will not be, you know, taken off guard, you know. You will not be deceived, you know. So he said, I'm telling you what's going on now. So we're going to give you a little scenario. More than a scenario. We got some, like they say, receipts. We got the patent number, and I've seen this on some of the videos online. That's good. You know, the W-O-2-O, zero, and what does it end in? 060606. What is that patent, world patent ID number for? Well, that's Bill Gates and Microsoft ID for the cryptocurrency system using body activity data, okay? So what does that got to do with this? It has a lot. It has a lot to do with what we're talking about. Vaccine passport. Okay. I'm going to try to do this just like Yahusha did. He did it in parables. He set up scenarios. This vaccine passport, here's how it's going to come into play. And they're doing it right before your eyes. You know, when people get the vaccine, they give them a card or whatever. I haven't seen one in person. You see it on TV all the time. A paper card or plastic card is a card is a card. So now what they're going to say, here's going to be the justification, the reason. They're going to say, well, you know, and I've heard, remember that doctor, Elder, I was telling you about this doctor was on CNN last week, and he was saying, I don't see nothing wrong with the, I could foresee that happening, that people who are fully vaccinated, you know, who've taken, I guess, both jabs, I don't see nothing wrong with them going into, you know, opening up the public to them again, opening up society, you know, them going to the bars and going to the ball game and going to the concert and, you know, wherever they want to go. They're vaccinated. You know, and he was saying, you know, but his concern was, what about the unvaccinated people? You know, I don't see nothing wrong with them getting on a plane and flying out of the country and nothing like that. But wait a minute, though. What about the unvaccinated people? See, that's the ones we got to be careful about. So they're telling people that, you know, yeah, you can go back to your, you know, go get back into life. You know, the concerts, the ball games, travel where you want, just buy your ticket to Europe, Africa, Asia, wherever you want to go, Hawaii, you know, get on that plane and go. You're fully vaccinated. You are
they gonna
free.
Bribe
yeah, you are free. And man, these people are going to start doing it, man. They can't wait. A lot of them can't wait to get back into the flesh. They miss those nightclubs. They miss those hookups they got, you know, late over midnight hours. They miss that. So, man, when you tell them they could get back to their fornication and the homemonger, they're going to have at it. They're going to run with it. So, but they're going to say, but, you know, wait a minute. You know, you can go to the clubs, but there's only one problem. Unvaccinated people might sneak in there with you, and they're a big germ. That's all they are, is a big germ walking around. You know, we can't have that. That'll shut things down again. You know what that'll mean? That'll mean you guys can't have fun anymore. You know, we got to stop you from going to the games again, stop you from going to the bars, and stop you from flying planes. Do you know what, Elder? When these people, see, they're going to give them a taste of, they're going to give them a taste of that money first. When they give them a taste and let them start flying again, and ball game, clubbing again, and homemonging again, and, you know, just doing anything they want, just going all out again. And then after that, they threaten that they're going to have to shut it down again. Wait a minute, you're giving us this freedom, and now you're talking about shutting us down. And they're going to say, yeah, because some people just are not following the rules. You know, they're going to say some people are making fake vaccine cards, and, you know, and a lot of the vendors can't tell the difference between the counterfeit ones and the real ones, just a piece of paper, you know. So, Elder, I'm already seeing this played out, and you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, you know what? We need a better and more secure system. We got to digitize it. We got to digitize it because we don't want no fake people with fake cards getting on planes and leaving the country when they want or going to the nightclubs when they want or going to the concerts and everything. No, we don't want that. We just want our upstanding, fully vaccinated people to only want to have those privileges. So You know who's going to be their main allies when they say we're going to we need to digitize this so to weed out the counterfeit, you know, they want to weed out the counterfeit people like you and I. So you're going to have the people who have the vaccine, they're going to be 100% behind this because, man, you done gave them a taste of their fun again, and now you're talking about shutting it back down because they think that, you know, us counterfeit people are making fake passports or, you know, fake cards, fake vaccine cards so we could have a little fun, too. No, they're gonna shut it down. They're gonna digitize it. And when they digitize, and they've already, this is not the future. This is happening now. Look at New York. New York is already starting to do this. You know, this has already been rolled out. They're gonna digitize it. They show one commercial on the news. The guy who's holding it is on his cell phone. You know, had a card just like you could when you go through the catch the plane. You know, you don't have to really show them a boarding pass. They just put it right on your phone. Show your phone, and they scan it. And that's it. Go in, go on the plane, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it.
Uh-huh. You know?
And so they're gonna have it just like that to start off with. Start off with.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be the temporary means. The phone, you know, is gonna digitize it. Okay, so what's wrong with digitizing? You might think. Well, they're not gonna stop there. That's what's wrong with the digitizing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Just like they try to go to a national ID, you know, if you want some states you want to renew your driver's license, they're not gonna give you a regular driver's license. They're gonna give you one of these. New ID, you know, I forgot what they call it. It slips my mind, but it's one of these new IDs. It has a lot more of your information than a regular driver's license has. And so this is what they're going to, this is their end game, what they want to do with this vaccine passport. They want to eventually get it where you just be scanned, not just your phone scanned. You be scanned. You're gonna be scanned.
Mm-hmm.
You say, "Dill, is this science fiction?" No, this is not science fiction. I read you off the patent number, the W02020, and then 06, 06, 06.
Mm-hmm.
Zero is not a value.
Yep.
You know, if somebody give you zero popsicles, you know, is that really a value?
Mm-hmm.
How many popsicles are they actually giving you?
Zero. That's right.
They're giving you none. Zero is not a value.
Mm-hmm.
So you take those away and you get 666. That's Bill Gates and Microsoft's patent number for the cryptocurrency using body activity data. See, it's not going to be on the phone. It's going to be your body.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing is going to be scanned not only to see if you have the vax in you, that poison, like you're saying, in you, that's going to be your new slave device. That's how they're going to track you. When you work, that's how they're going to know that you're working, that you fulfilled your task, and that you deserve this amount of earnings. So that's how you're going to earn your living. That's going to be your livelihood. It's going to be digitally tracked. Not out of a phone, not nothing external to your body. It's going to be all internal. It's going to be part of your body. How could they track your body? Glad you asked. Glad you asked. It's called, here's going to be the medium that they're going to use. It's going to be called Lucifer rays. Lucifer rays. Some call it Lucifer rent. Lucifer rays, yeah. Well, where did they get that root word, you know, Lucifer? Isn't that something? Okay. I want to read a little bit. Yeah, I want to read a little bit before we get to the this Lucifer race about this body activity data. What's going to be going on? I'm going to read a little abstract here. I got this offline, and it's interesting. It says the human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. A server may provide a task. See, so they're going to be centralized, and they're going to know where you are. They're going to be able to track you. They're going to know what you're doing when you have a task to do. They're going to be able to know if you did it or not. And they'll have a means of rewarding you or disciplining you. See, so if you earn so many credits, so you can have some type of buying power. Remember, they say you won't be able to buy or sell without this mark. Where's this mark?
That's right.
It's going to show up right in your hand, and Lucifer rays is a bioluminescent substance, and it's going to be used to show who's taking the jab, and it's going to be used in this what they call body mining activity. What I just read, in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. So they, this is going to be the new way of employee-employer type thing, a new way of earning an income, a new way of spending your income. So this is going to be all this body mining. It's a server may provide a task to a device of a user which is communicatively coupled to the server. A sensor communicatively coupled to or compromised in the device of the user may sense body activity of the user. Body activity data may be generated based on the sensed body activity of the user. The cryptocurrency system communicatively coupled to the device of the user may verify if the body activity data is going to be able to tell if it satisfies one or more conditions set by the cryptocurrency system. So whoever your boss is or whoever, you know, your overlord, they're going to be able to tell if you satisfy the task that they want you to do or not. That's how you're going to be rewarded or punished. Award, once they're able to do that, they're going to say, and award cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity data is verified. See? So they verify that you completed the task, they'll award cryptocurrency. If you didn't, it'll be some type of penalty. Okay, so this is the system. Now, this guy, now we'll talk about the date. This was filed in June 20th of 2019. Okay, so about 6 months later, we'll put you in January 2020. Things were heating up a little bit, but things really didn't heat up for this coronavirus thing till like late March, early April of 2020. Okay. Now, here's something our listeners have to look out for. Every time you dig, and you find a nugget of truth, and especially if someone publishes it or exposes this truth, you're going to have the damage control police. They're going to come out full force. See, but this is like I said, a fox guarding a hen house. So you're going to have these devils come out and tell you, what they're talking about is wrong, you know, because we have a fact checker system, and here's the fact checker. Now, I'm going to get into a fact checker, and I'm going to show you what a typical fact checking organization is like and how they lie and how the fact-checking organization is owned by the same news conglomerates that's pushing this propaganda, this demonic propaganda. Mm-hmm. And so people go to them to fact-check. You know, you tell somebody that this vaccine is harmful. You tell them that there's a lot more adverse reactions than being reported. There's a lot more deaths than being reported. People, you sound like a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to fact check. So you're going to fact check. Who do you think owns the fact check? The same devils that's pushing this vaccine on you in the first place. Yeah, they might have the names changed. They might call it swoops or whatever. But they're the same devils. If you do diligence, you will know the money line will hook up. You'll be dealing with the same devils. So here's a typical fact check. It says false. It says it's false. Big letter. This is a fact checking. It says Bill Gates and Microsoft have patented a cryptocurrency from Satan. Now, you hear that? See how they're trying to make it sensationalized? They're trying to make it sound like some goofball scheme. They say this is false. Bill Gates and Microsoft have patented a cryptocurrency from Satan. And it has parentheses, 666. It's a microchip tattooed. See, listen to that. Listen, this is a straw man argument. Nobody's even talking about a microchip. See how they just slid that straw man argument in there, and a microchip tattooed to control humans. The microchip would be inserted with coronavirus vaccines. Okay, let me just explain real quick that what I mean by the straw man argument. So in this case, remember I started off talking about the luciferase is going to be the medium of choice that they're going to use. Here they are saying that false that Bill Gates have created a patent from Satan, and they say and a microchip is going to be tattooed to control it. See, they inserted this microchip thing, and nobody's talking about a microchip. So here, they want you to go back and forth arguing about is it a microchip or not, when that's not even part of the argument. That the microchip was never brought forth. We're talking about luciferase. Mm-hmm. So they create the straw man, and people start arguing over that. They're the masters of manipulation. They know how to control the argument. Okay, I'm going to break down this thing. It's so easy to break down when you just take your time. It says, listen to their explanation. Now, this is supposed to be the truth. It says, the patent, see, they're giving the right explanation, supposedly. It says, the patent is not complete. We're going to find out that's a lie. The patent is not complete. Mm-hmm. So they think they're doing something. They fact checking and they're debunking. They're debunking this. Somebody put out this truth about the Bill Gates patent for cryptocurrency using body activity data. But they say, oh, that's not true. They say the patent is not complete. That's lie number one. Then it says it does not have the number 666, and they have them all together. Okay, that's a lie number two. And it says it is not a patent for a tattooed microchip. See, there's the straw man argument again. Nobody even talked about the microchip. Here it goes. There is talk of a patch vaccine for COVID-19. They say talk of it. Now, this is more than talk. Everything that they're saying is a lot. There's talk of a patch vaccine for COVID-19, which can have microcrystals that are colored with infrared but are not microchips. Why do they keep going to microchips? They're trying to steer you away.
Yeah.
It says the system works with an external sensor such as a cell phone pedometer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get to this. Okay, I've already said they created a straw man argument. This is what devils do. They're master deceivers. Let's debunk their debunction. We're going to debunk their lies now. Okay, so we're going to do some fact checking. First, they said the patent is not complete. That's a lie. Okay? It was filed, like I said, June 20th, 2019. Listen to this. It was officially registered on March 26th, 2020. It is complete. So that's a lie right there. Filed June 19th, completed. They got their registration March 26, 2020. So that was around, that was about the week of the so-called, that's about the same week when the so-called pandemic or plandemic gained national attention in the United States, okay? To the Microsoft, and it was patented to the Microsoft Technology Licensing LLC. So you can look that up. That's public knowledge. It was patented to Microsoft Technology Licensing LLC. So that lie about the patent is not complete is a lie. What's the second one they had? It does not have the number 666. Okay, the patent number or the patent publication number, which I read 02 and then 060606. Okay, here's the sleight of hands again they're using. Zero is not a value. Again, I use a popsicle, but I'm going to use if you have $0 or if you have zero apples, how many dollars or apples do you actually have? None.
Right.
That's the answer. Zero.
Right.
Zero is not a value.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're splitting hairs. They're playing with words. So they're saying you can't look at 060606. You can look at 060606 because that patent, you're going to see is going to do the same things that the Book of Revelation talk about, where you won't be able to buy or sell. We already been talking about the cryptocurrency. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, when it says it's not a patent for a tattoo microchip. Okay. A physical microchip does not have to be the tracking mechanism. Okay. So just like the metallic wire, like a substance such as copper, doesn't have to be the medium of transmission for telecommunications. Now, it's used for telecommunications, but they have some mediums that are much better, actually cheaper and more reliable, mm-hmm. and a higher quality for transmitting telecommunication signals. And that's glass. That's fiber optics, refined glass. So I don't know why they act like this microchip has to be the only medium of choice. No, it's not the medium of choice. The medium of choice is the Lucifer ray. Okay, so we debunked their debunction. They talking about they debunked.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for these so-called fact checkers. That's the hen, that's the fox guarding the hen house. So you're going to go to the devil to ask, you're going to go to the devil to ask is one of his demons telling you a lie or not, right? That's the source you should go to. Let me go to Satan and see if these demons of his are telling the truth or not. Okay. That's what you're doing. That's what you're saying you're doing. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about this Lucifer ray. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we get into there, did you know carefully the deceitful, manipulative, nuanced language or wording that they attempted to explain away the details of the patent that Bill Gates and Microsoft applied for? That's their subtleness, and that's what gets people. That's what gets people. It sounds like it's intelligent writing. The wording sounds intelligent, but the wording is very nuanced and it's deceptive. But people believe it. That's the shame. That's why you need the Ruach HaKodesh. That's why you need the discernment to cut through the BS, to cut right through it, and you can see it for what it is. Hallelujah. Okay, so we know the technology of choice has been reported to be Lucifer rays or Luciferin. What is that? It's a bioluminescent substance. It was discovered, this is what they say, it was discovered by the late French pharmacologist. Now, did that ring a bell? Was a pharmacologist? Okay. You know the root word is pharmakia, and you know what pharmakia means? Sorcery. Yes, drug sorcery. So it was discovered by a sorcerer. His name was Raphael. It was a French sorcerer. Raphael Dubois, D-U-B-O-I-S. And it will be administered by a patch prick or a Band-Aid prick, and used as a medium for tracking. That's what it's going to be used for, a patch prick or a Band-Aid prick. And so they're going with this old technology discovered by this guy, this witch, this warlock or sorcerer, Raphael Dubois. He was born like in 1850. Mm-hmm. So that patent... And here's another thing that shows that these fact checkers were lying. We have another source. It says, and this is by Proi Patent. Proi is P-R-O-I-P, and then the word patent, P-A-T-E-N, patent.com. They're debunking those lying debunkers too. It says patent WO2020060606 relates to officially recorded facts. Do you hear that? It relates to officially recorded facts. They say it wasn't complete. That's a lie. Listen, it was registered.
Mm-hmm.
So it was registered on March 26, 2020. So it belongs to them now. It's registered with them. It was made by Microsoft Technology Licensing, LLC, under the presidency at that time of Gates, and gained international status, here's where it gained international status, on April 22nd, 2020. It's a cryptocurrency system using body activity data is the title of this patent. So, again, watch out for these lying so-called debunkers. You'll find out that they are easy to debunk. Their lies are easy to debunk if you just dare take the time. Let's talk a little bit more about this guy, Raphael Dubois, the sorcerer. This young lady wrote an article about this guy, and she used the technology that he discovered, this medium for tracking. It says the term, and her name is French, C. Wiles. I don't know how you pronounce her first name, S-I-O-U-X-S-I-E, and then Wiles, W-I-L-E-S. Research being called, her research was called satanic. It got a lot of bad press by, you know, the synagogue of Satan. They own the media, so you coming after one of their boys, they're going to come after you. By the way, I have a picture of this guy. He is decked out in all kind of Masonic regalia. So you know he's a sorcerer. He's decked out, and he got the jacket on, and it has all kind of it's almost like a Egyptian. I mean, he's a Gentile, white Gentile, but he has all kind of esoteric medallions and symbols on his jacket and everything. One looked like the sun, you know, the rays of the sun, like they say, Amun Ra. And I mean, this guy, you could tell he has Masonic written all over him. Well, that was his picture in Google. So they're going to get on this lady. Her research was called satanic because she researches bioluminescent things called luciferin and luciferase. It says the terms luciferin and luciferase were coined by, here goes this guy again, Raphael Dubois, a Kerman Gionli, whatever that word is, 19th century scientist who seems during his lifetime to have made as many enemies as admirers for his research. Mikhail Ankhil, author of Luminous Creatures, 2018, gives a pretty good account of what little is known of Dubois' life and about the naming of luciferin and luciferase. Okay, bear with me just a minute. It says, Dubois says, one of these substances was obtained in a crystalline. It exhibits very unique optical properties which confer to the photogenic tissues we examine a peculiar opalescent shimmer previously described in pyrophorus and other luminous animals. This substance comes from animals such as like fireflies, and then they have some bioluminescent creatures under the sea, you know, way deep near the bottom of the ocean, so they could obtain this bioluminescent material, and then they could what you would call put it in their lab and, you know, mass produce it, adding their chemicals and everything. It says, we propose to designate it with the name luciferinate. Okay, the second substance is an active albumin-like compound like those known as soluble ferments, diastasis and zymases. It says, with which it shares all the general characteristics. We will call it luciferase. Now listen, here's the last paragraph I'm going to read here. It says, thus were coined the generic names of the two classical reactants of the bioluminescent chemical reaction, and these names have stuck to this day. Dubois never explained how he decided on these names. You know how he decided. He's a luciferian worshiper, so he's given honor to his master. It says the derivation from the Vulgate Latin word Lucifer, meaning bringer of light. See, so this is a bioluminescence. It gives off light. So, of course, he's going to name it Luciferus. Luciferus, because Lucifer, his master, means bringer of light. It says, seemed at once appropriate and self-explanatory to the boy. David said this name, Luciferin and Luciferase, these names seemed at once to be appropriate and self-explanatory to Du Bois. He said, in other words, he said, what else should I have called him? You know, Lucifer means light bringer. And it says, but he never disclosed the mental process that led to their choice. Then they got down here, Lucifer means light bringer. Okay? So this guy, why are we reading about him? Because they're using a technology discovered by him, and this is what they're going to use to put in all the people's arms or forearms or four hands, you know, the palm of your hand, and this is going to be your tracking device. This here is going to have a reader. It's going to have a reader. And what is the reader going to tell you? Well, it's definitely going to tell you who has been vaccinated and who's not, but it's going to go beyond that. This is going to be for your income. This is going to be for your livelihood. You know, you go to work today, right? You're clocking. You fill out your time sheet. At the end of the week, your time sheet is full, and you should get a check. They're going to do the same thing this way, only it's going to be all digitally tracked. And it's going to be from a central server. How they're going to track you? They're going to track you with body activity data. And they're going to do that by the Luciferase that's going to be injected. You say, I'm not getting that stuff injected in you. Yes, you are, because you're going to be so happy that you got to go to these bars again and go to the nightclubs and the concerts and ball games. You're going to volunteer. If they try to take those freedoms back from you and flying everywhere you want, getting on a plane and tell you, if they try to take those freedoms away from you again, you're not going to have it. You're going to easily take it because, after all, it's just going to be a little Band-Aid. It's going to be a little Band-Aid. That Band-Aid is called microneedle. It's going to be a microneedle array, and you're not going to even feel it. It goes in between the pores of the skin, and it's not going to feel any different than putting on a regular Band-Aid. But they're going to have the only difference is things you can't notice. On the inside of that Band-Aid is going to have microscopic needles, and that microscopic needles is going to be filled with that substance, Luciferase, and that's what they're going to use to track you with. That's what they're going to use to verify that you're a fully vaccinated person, and that's what they're going to use to verify that you have actually worked that day, that you've actually earned a living, that you deserve the pay that you're getting. That's going to be it. A microneedle array is going to look, it's a prick patch or a Band-Aid patch. It's going to look just like a Band-Aid, and it's going to feel just like a Band-Aid. And nobody's going to complain about it because, after all, this is separating the people who are trying to stop us from having all of our fun to the people who complied. People complied, we deserve to have fun. We deserve to go back to the bars and see our concerts, see our favorite team play in a packed stadium. Because, after all, we're invincible now. We took the vaccine. We don't want some person sneaking up with us with some fake vaccine card and infecting the whole stadium. No, we want to be amongst our own kind. Yeah, you're going to be amongst your own kind. We want to be amongst our own kind. So we went out and took the vax. That's why we're getting these freedoms. And you know what? To ensure your freedom, so they won't take it back, they're going to ask you to do one more thing. They're going to say, these wicked people are sneaking in. They're sneaking into your concerts, your ball games. They're sneaking in to the nightclubs. And if they keep doing this, an infection rate going up, see, There go their fake infection rate. The infection rate going up, we're going to have to shut everything down again. Boy, you're going to see some allies now. They're going to ally with the devil. They're going to ally with them and say, you know what, we fully support if you want to go to a more secure tracking system. And all that reading, that boring reading that I just did for the last 15 minutes with this guy, the boys, and all them, and those microneedle arrays that's going to be at the other side of the Band-Aid, the sticky side of the Band-Aid, that's going to come into play. That's going to come. It's going to say it's painless. It only takes a second. Man, and after a few minutes, you can throw that Band-Aid away. Yeah, you can throw it away because it's already done its job. You're sealed then. You're sealed. You're sealed, and not in a good way. So what are they doing now? And I got so much data. We're going to read this probably for weeks to come, some of this. But right now, it's the brainwashing part. They're saying we need a more secure system. Look at New York. They're talking about New York is going to the digital reader right now for their vaccine. You know, I guess the card ain't working out so good. See, right? Cards could be counterfeited. So they're going to always have an alibi, a justification for what they're trying to push. But just know you're going deeper into the rabbit hole. You're going deeper into that spider web, and you're not going to be able to get out of it. But as much as we're saying stuff like this, we're giving out truth. Yes, it is true. You know, we got receipts here. And you can look in all the little fact checkers you like. Those are nothing but lies. You might as well stay with the source. If CNN, Fox, and what's the other one, MSNBC told you, you might as well just stick with them. Because when someone brings out facts and truth to rebut them, and then you so-called go to a fact checker, you're just going to the same news agencies who own them. You're just going to another devil. So, in fact, I pulled that fact checker out to show you how easy it is to debunk their debunction. You know, they call themselves debunction, the conspiracy theorists. You could debunk them. They're nothing. They love to use the straw man argument. You know, they love to nuance words and phrases, and you think they're talking so smart. But that's what the devil did. You know, when he told Eve, you know, have Yah said you cannot eat? He did not say you can eat. But he you will not die. He knows that you eat, your eyes will be open. And you become like him. You become his gods. Now, he's a master deceiver. And you're no match for him without his spirit, without the Ruach HaKodesh, who can lead you. It says it leads you in all truth. How do you think we got this type of data? Through the Ruach HaKodesh leading us. And we're trying to tell it to you. The question is, what are you going to do with it? This is coming very soon. Coming very soon. And watch you see these scenarios start playing out. They know you want to get back into the full swing of things because the world is wicked. They say the world is given to the hand of the wicked. You miss your wickedness. You miss the hookups. You miss all of this stuff. So when they're going to give you a little bit of it, and then they're going to threaten to take it away because the system is not secure enough. And guess what? You're going to be one of their main allies. You're going to be pushing right for them. Yeah, we need to make it more secure. Whatever you got to do, I'm for it. You know, you already got the vaccine. So this stuff that they're going to come through next is for you. It's for the vaccinated people. So that's what they're going to use to prick. That's because they're transferring from that card. They say, you can throw that old card away. We got a new system. And guess what? It's going to keep those undesirables out. It's going to keep people like me and Elder out. So you could go have your fun, peace. And all you got to do is just wear this for a little while and toss it in the garbage can. And guess what? You're going to do it. Hook, line, and sinker, you're going to swallow it. But we pray that Israel will not be deceived. Remember, Matthew 24:4, it say, take heed that no man, I don't care if they call themselves an expert, I don't care if they call themselves a scientist, a doctor, you know, a virologist, supposed to know all the things. What's your favorite guy, Elder? Fauci and all that. I don't care what their name, title, and function is. A devil is still a devil.
Mm-hmm.
You
want to
trust the devil just because he could give you some fleeting benefits, fleeting pleasure? You know. Oh, because you could go out to the clubs again? You going to trust the devil? He can give you your fun back, you're going to suffer the consequences. Well, I gave him a lot of stuff. I gave him a lot of things to consider, and some of the stuff I read, I know it wasn't that exciting, but sometimes, you know, we got to grow up. We got to, you know, got to take the nuts and bolts. Can't just have your tickle your fancy all the time. Sometimes you just got to sit back and learn boring stuff, the arithmetic. You know, you got to take your cod liver oil. You got to take your cod liver oil sometimes. You know, I heard kids just take that and almost throw up. But the next day you'd be feeling better. So Israel, before I turn it back to Elder, consider this. Meditate on this. Try to pull this data up yourself. This is what's coming down the pike. This is coming to a theater near you. No, it's coming to a real-life scenario near you. It's coming to your doorstep, matter of fact. It's coming closer than a theater. It's coming to your doorstep. They've already said, look at what they're doing to the vaccines. They said vaccines are slowing down. People were not as enthused as they were a few months ago. And now they're trying things that, you know, they're saying they're going to people's door. They're going to people's houses now. You know, if you register for the vaccine, they say, we'll come to you. You don't have to come to us. You're coming to people's doorstep. Now, think for a while, Israel. When has this world ever been that accommodating? To come and give you free so-called medical service right at your house. I mean, I would have to go back to the cowboy days, watch an old movie when doctors made house calls, you know. All my life, I have never had a doctor make a house call to me or a medical professional. And now they come into your house to serve you. Think to yourself, why is this important? You say, oh, because the coronavirus is killing everybody. They're coming to do something that's supposed to be this important for a so-called virus that has almost a 99% recovery rate? Now, this is not no conspiracy. This is fact. 98.4 or something like that. Almost a 99% recovery rate. What? Think about that. Yes, Ryan. They're that nice. They're that accommodating. They're going to spend their gas, spend their resources. You know, they're paying these employees. They coming to get you. Just to put something in your arm? Come on, Israel. Wake
Hallelujah.
Up. Wake
That's right.
up. I mean, I've been sick. I remember years ago, I praise y'all. I haven't had a cold or a flu in over 20 years. I pray, and that's just his goodness. Because a lot of those years, I wasn't even eating that well. Now I'm eating well. But some of those years, I was just out there. And he has blessed my body not to suffer a flu and cold nothing. And I haven't been taking that stuff. I remember the first couple of years, I think I took a flu shot. That was so long ago, barely remember. And that's been the last time I got sick. That was about 20-some years ago. That was the last time I got sick. And I stopped taking that thing.
All right.
And, you know, when I was sick as a dog, I couldn't call a doctor, Elder, and tell him to come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
I had to try to make it to a clinic or something, you know. But now they're coming to your door. Is that special? Israel? Something is surely up. Something is surely up. I just want them to think about that. All right. I'm going to turn it back over to Elder. I gave you a lot, Israel. Like the last scripture, I'm going to read it again. Matthew 24:4. Take heed that no man or woman or organization deceive you. Come on.
That's
Ella.
Right.
Just think about it. Hallelujah. Come on up, Ella.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, I tell you, I'm going to start in Ephesians chapter 4 here. It says verse 1 here. I call upon you, therefore, I, the prisoner of the master, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. You see? So this is what we got to do is make sure, you know, if we've been called by Yahuwah, okay, let's walk worthily, okay, because he is calling his people, okay, giving you the opportunity to come back to him, back to Yahuwah, all right, with all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being eager to guard the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. That's what I'm saying. It's how important. This is what the word is telling us today. Okay? And it goes on, talks about one body and one spirit, as you also were called in one expectation of your calling. One master, one belief, one immersion, one Allah and Father of all, who is it's above all, okay? Keep these things in mind. And although all and in you all, but to each one of us, favor was given, okay, according to the measure of the gift of Messiah. See, that is why it says when he went up on high, he led captivity captives and gave gifts to men. Hallelujah. You see? So Yah has been working on our behalf, you see? All this time, hallelujah, we may have been naive and not being able to understand, but if we look at his word tonight and really contemplate on it, and we'll start to come to you. You got to pray to Yahuwah that he gives you understanding. Okay, but what does he went up means, okay? Except that he also first went down into the lower parts of the earth. He who went down is also the one who went up far above all the heavens to fill all. You see? This is what I'm saying. This is how you're working on our behalf. Yahuwah is making sure we have that opportunity to come back to him through his son, Yahusha, you see? And he himself gave some as emissaries and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as shepherds and teachers, you see? So, you know, think about that. You know, you just have to make sure you keep, I mean, don't forget your calling. You've been called. You see, a special calling for you alone, okay? And that's why you need to study this word so that you can understand what your calling is. And stay with that.
Yes.
For the perfecting of the set apart one to the work of service to building up of the body of the Messiah. You see? That's what it is. We got to remember, we are part of this one calling, one body, okay? Until we all come to the unity of the belief and of the knowledge of the Son of Yahuwah to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the completeness of Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So that we should no longer be children. You see? We should no longer be children. Okay? Tossed and borne about by every wind of teaching. See, that's what we got to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of false prophets. He said false prophets will rise and will deceive many. That's why we got to be careful. We got to study God's word to make sure, you know, we don't be led by these false teachers, okay, by the trickery of men and cleverness unto the craftiness of leading astray. You see? So, I was almost caught up in some of this stuff at one time, especially when I first came out of the world. I came through by way of through the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I came that route.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, you had some crafty, clever speaking guys, individuals in that organization.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Oh, yeah.
You would think that, you would think, boy, they got it. Yeah, you can't get no better than that. That's what you'd be sitting there almost about to believe, you see? Until you keep listening to the word of Yah, then you will finally see some cracks. You start to become awake, waking up, because one of the things that you will start to realize and start to understand, well, you understand that, okay, this Jesus Christ, Jesus person, why is we saying that? You know, especially when you get to the word of Yah, and then it tells you, Yahusha shall himself tells you, I come in my Father's name. You see? So
right away,
you start to wake up. You start to realize, wait a minute, something ain't right about this. Why did he say he come in his Father's name? But yet, you know, just about every Christian out there, all he know to do is call on this name that has nothing to do with the Father's name. You see?
That's right.
So that's these are the things. That's why it is so important that we study the word for ourselves, okay?
That way we don't be
deceived. And, you know, because if you study his word, you won't be deceived that long. I promise you that. He will wake
up.
That's right. His people. He's getting us out of this deception, you see. That's why Satan don't like it. Satan don't like it when you start really examining Yahweh's word, okay? But maintaining the truth in love, maintaining the truth in love, we grow up in all respect into him who is the head, Messiah, you see, from whom the entire body joined and knit together by whatever joint supplies, according to the working by which each part does its share. Notice that? Causes growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. You see? So this Yahuwah has built us, he has created us, you see, to grow up in the Messiah. You see? So we may be not right away know where we at, but if you continue to study his word and live as closely as you can to his word, listening to him and being obedient, you find yourself slowly waking up because you're going to start to grow. When a person
starts
to grow from childhood to manhood, he starts to learn things. He starts to know things, realize things. Okay? So this I say and witness in the Master that you should no longer walk as the nations walk. Okay? See how you will wake up? You realize, oh, they're going in this direction. Oh, they're going to church on Sunday. Oh, they're doing this and all of this stuff. Don't you know something is wrong with that? So in the futility of their mind, having been darkened in their understanding, having been estranged from the life of Yahuwah because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. You see? That's why it tells us, harden not your heart. You know, when the love, truth come to you, don't you know, harden not your heart. Just be awake and ready to open up to the truth and understand it and, you know, learn and grow with it, okay? Who, having become callous, have given themselves up to indecency to work all uncleanness with greediness, but you have not. So learn, Messiah, if indeed you have heard him and were taught by him, as truth is in Yahuwah, Yahushua, that you put off and with regard to your former behavior, the old man being corrupted according to the desires of the deceit. See, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You got to put out of her. Come out of that deception. Okay? Walk in righteousness. Okay? Okay, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, he says, and that you put on the renewed man, which was created according to Yahuwah, in righteousness and set apartness of the truth. Therefore, having put off the false, speak truth, each one with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. You see how he gives you that simple knowledge that opens up your mind to be able to understand, regardless of how long you've been walking out there, contrary to his word, to his truth, you start to grow. You see, you start to become part of this body. Okay? Be rough, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your rage, nor give place to the devil. Hallelujah. And that's what we've been talking about. You don't want to give place to the devil. Don't give him a chance to have anything to do, you know, in your life. Okay? Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, so that he has somewhat to share with those in need. Hallelujah. Let no corrupt word come out of your mouth. This is the thing that we have to really be careful about. Let no corrupt word come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for the use of building up, so as to impart what is pleasant to the hearers. That's what we got to tell people. We get so caught up in corrupt words, corrupt communication. It's almost like it's impossible for them to come out of that junk, you know? And so, and do not grieve the set apart spirit of Yahuwah, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Let all bitterness and wrath and displeasure and uproar and slander be put away from you, along with all evil. And be kind towards one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as Yahuwah also forgave you in Messiah. See, that's instructions right there. That's enough for us to go on so that we know how to make sure and know whether we're on the right track. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
I see we're getting down. We're coming up on the end. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out. And we just want to invite anybody that's, hearing us and so forth, wants to or speak to us or something like that. You can always give us a call right here, 657-383-1495, okay? So give us a call, and we will be able to try to maybe possibly get you on and speak to us, okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and get ready to close it out with a set apart musical tune. Is that good enough for you, Elder?
Yeah. Shalom, Elder. Family.
Okay.
Yes.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom. All right, here we go.
Mother's losing me daughter.
Right, right. Hallelujah. That's what we got to do, Israel. We got to pray. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom, Israel.